99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
There you are.
I don't know how to work the stupid thing.
Dang.
I'm in America's.
This is the guy that tells us what to do.
I'm in America's worst chair.
Oh, like, try that one. Yeah.
We should light this on fire.
He's got to tilt it backwards. There's a thing on the back.
He's really struggling.
Oh, God. What? I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. I hate October. It's October. So here we are.
Wow.
What's wrong with October?
It's the spooky season.
That was your mouth, right?
Yeah.
Good question.
Right, good question. The Twitch people saw.
Payment Law. Boss Keith. Top five.
All right. So it's the weekend. It's the first weekend of October, so this is my weekend preview. It's really, this one's kind of all about me, so I don't even know how interesting it's going to be to you.
No. Oh,
so right. Here are the five.
It's all about Keith.
Right. So the first thing is tomorrow I'm getting a procedure done. This is number five. It's called Lose That Gray. So I'm going to go to a place.
Don't do it.
It's too late. Stop. No. I've already made the appointment.
Cancel it.
First of all, I'm going to a place called Roosters because it's for men. Get it? Roosters.
You know? Right.
Yeah. So it's cool.
The exact opposite of you, right?
And you look great like this in all of your old pictures. Keith. You look like Dracula.
Yeah, I want to look. It's spooky season. No, it's happening.
Black hair.
Listen, I saw pictures of myself from the last 3 weeks, and I don't like it. I look like my dad and or old grumpy man. So it's called.
Have you heard yourself speak?
Stop. It's called.
Too late.
Enough. It's called camo color because you know it's for bros.
Like camo color? It's
camo, not camel. Camo, like
camo.
Camo,
yeah, like a Walmart.
Army,
yeah.
Like, no, bro.
So what does that mean? They mix in the black
right,
with the
it's,
white
right,
and
it's
gray.
Not totally dyed. So it will be a little bit gray, but mostly black.
So he blends in with the young people.
Right.
You can buy this stuff in the store. It's called Touch of Gray.
No, I'm telling you, I have to go to the Rooster
and
where they
money.
Do it for
How
men.
Much? Right. Is that going to
$28. I don't think that's bad.
That's right. Not bad.
And they say it's going to take 20 minutes. So I'm in and out of there.
I'm telling you, don't do it. I'm speaking on behalf of all females.
You're going to see me Monday and you're going to be like, oh, you look
the
32.
The gray looks good,
no,
Keith.
You're going to see. We'll see.
Let him
You'll
do
see
it.
Me Monday and you can give me a full review.
It's but better for the show. Let him do it.
I think I'm going to look young and happening and all the good things. I got big pictures to take Sunday, which I'll get to. So I got to look cool for those Sunday pictures.
Oh. He's preparing for pictures.
Gotcha.
Right, so right. Not to look like a big old man.
Why do you have so many photo shoots every year?
No, this isn't a photo shoot. Just wait till I get to number one and you'll understand.
Okay.
But we do have photo shoots every year. But
it's
that's
true,
either.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, number four, pumpkins. Oh, cool. It's the second worst season of the year and the world's worst activity, kicking out pumpkins.
Oh. What's the worst season? Winter?
Winter.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes winter, then the terrible fall, then spring, and then summer's the best.
Summer's the best, yes.
All
yeah,
you do is complain about the summer when it's summer.
I like the summer because then I
don't
have to bundle
out.
Up.
Exactly.
You're pasty white. You don't go out.
I don't like the beach.
You don't
hate
the beach. You don't like bonfires.
I don't like any of those
fires.
Because
you
use a 10W30
you don't like potato
shade.
Salad.
Yeah. I hate potato salad.
Really, what about summer do you like?
Not having to put coats on.
Okay.
That's it.
He has his reason. It works.
Anyway, so this weekend we got to go get pumpkins so I can put them on the porch and then they can rot and then me and the children can like argue about what kind of pumpkin makes sense and why are they $10 and it's the world's worst activity and all the bees are there.
Oh.
So you know the pissed bees this time of year.
Oh yeah.
So I'll be buying pumpkins but some of them will be rotten and will be bees and I'm allergic. So this could be it.
They're going to smell that hair dye right after.
Yeah, because I smell
it's
a
not,
rooster.
It's camo color. I don't know if it's dye. It could be something different. You don't know.
It looks like a rooster.
Number three, television. So this is a big weekend for television. So this mini Saints of Newark thing premieres today, which is the Sopranos prequel, which I guess I'll watch and is going to be So the reviews are it's like a good Sopranos episode. So, all right. The problem is I remember nothing from the Sopranos. I don't remember one thing. Like, I watched it years ago.
Come on.
I remember nothing. I remember some character names,
Is it Sopranos or Sopranos?
Sopranos.
That's Sopranos.
Sopranos.
No, you gotta say Sopranos. How you
Sopranos.
How you
Sopranos. Is Soprano. That a weird accent that I have?
Yes.
Yes.
Tony Montana.
Yeah. Wait, it's Sopranos.
Your gray hair's doing
Sopranos.
It.
But I don't have an accent.
It's your rooster.
Well, apparently,
you're
when you say Sopranos, you do.
Yeah.
That's weird. You've been thinking. But that's interesting. I'm gonna research that later. It's Sopranos.
Do we need to research?
I'm gonna ask
it?
10 people.
Like everyone on the planet knows.
Sopranos. I can't even say it your way. Sopranos.
Yeah, no.
I can't say it your way.
No, Sopranos. You sing soprano. This is the soprano.
Sopranos. Hey, I can't do it.
Oh my God, you are so not mob type.
It's Sopranos.
It's Sopranos.
Sopranos.
Yeah. You're fine. You got it.
I'm never saying that again. Oh, yeah. So that prequel's out. Also, it's the season premiere of Saturday Night Live. They have fired two members. They have three new cast members. And I know AJ hasn't liked Saturday Night Live since 1978, but I'm excited about it. I get excited about the season premiere every year. So to see what the new people do, and they have all summer to write, and then I can get mad that it's not as funny as it should be, even though they've had 5 months to write.
Isn't
scripts.
Owen Wilson kicking it
off?
Yeah,
I like Owen Wilson.
Who's playing?
Who's the musical act?
Yeah.
Nobody I care about. I forget. Oh, Kacey Musgraves. She's like a country.
I like her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Really?
She's good.
Yeah. What? Sopranos.
Butterflies.
Yeah.
You know Kacey Musgraves?
It'll be very visual. She's very artistic. She has something weird.
Why do you guys all know about this person?
She
Who cares
played
about
the
this
last
person?
Farm Aid. Do you want a big deal?
Do you want to remember what? Who came on? She came on after somebody.
It was a Grammys.
Yeah,
and it was Imagine Dragons performing with Kendrick Lamar, and it was like very explosive. There were legitimate like flash pods going off.
Okay,
there were the famous memes of like Taylor Swift like rapping in the front, like seat,
yeah,
like front
it was
row
a moment.
Yeah. As the smoke is drifting through the arena, the camera pans to like 10 feet to the right of the stage, and she's there in like light up boots and like a guitar and is just playing, and everybody was making fun like, oh my God, this poor girl has to go on stage after that. But did this incredible performance, and she's
but
been
no
a thing
cared.
Since then. Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
I don't remember anything about what he's saying. This is like The Sopranos. I don't remember any episodes.
Yeah, I think he's like an android.
It's Gronkowski, like not Gronkowski.
Anyhow, so that's number three. I think you should all
it's
watch.
Brady, not Brady.
I think you should all watch both of those things. Okay. The Many Saints of Newark and SNL, especially AJ. You should be forced to watch SNL and tell me what skits you thought were funny.
That'd be none.
Right, great. Number two. You predicted this one. The biggest and most exciting non-playoff NFL game in my lifetime.
Oh.
Sunday night, Brady versus Belichick, or really, an all-star team from Tampa against, like, the Derby Middle School Bulldogs. This is going to be a blowout of epic proportion.
Really?
I think it's going to be 72-3.
No.
Wow. Yeah.
Brady lost his voice yesterday because he made the Bucs practice 3 more hours than they're supposed to and was just screaming at them.
I heard he's actually sick.
He's not sick. He lost his voice from yelling because he did his own practice after the practice.
Get a head cold.
He is on a mission to crush.
He's going to sneeze the ball in the wrong direction.
And this Patriots team kind of sucks. Yeah. They're not great. The offense is eh. The defense is eh. So I think it's going to be a destruction. But no Gronk. Gronk won't play.
That's a bummer.
He's hurt. He's got bruised ribs or something.
Yeah, boo-boo.
Oh, wow. That's not a fake out.
And apparently
no,
you tried
I don't
to,
think so. And did you see the promo with Adele's "Hello"? So NBC made a promo.
Look it up, though?
Well, it doesn't translate to radio, but it's so great. It's like "Hello from the Other Side," and it shows Brady like in the Tampa uniform, and it's Belichick. My mom cried. She called me and said, "Did you see the Brady promo?" And I go, "No." She goes, "It's the one with Adele." She goes, "I cried. It's really affecting." I was like,
"Are you drinking, Mom?"
So it's showing
all the banners, all the Super Bowl banners.
So it shows Brady looking at the banners as a Patriot, and then it flips to him in the Tampa uniform.
That's so funny.
It's great. It's arguably the best promo ever.
You know, it'd be a funny meme is, you know, Brady on the phone in his Tampa uniform on the sideline, and then Belichick the same. Like,
right. like they were talking to each other?
And they're both in lingerie, yes. But
what?
You think it'll be a blowout?
Wait, you can't let that go, what he just said.
Lingerie?
It means they're lovers, Keith.
What is he talking about?
It means they're lovers, Keith.
Right.
Welcome to my life.
But yes, I do think it's going to be a blowout. Tampa's favored by 7, but I think they beat them by 21.
Belichick will know every...
But Brady
Look.
Knows the same. Brady knows all of Belichick's tricks. Mm. He knows the whole thing. And the
who are you rooting for?
Okay, so this is a difficult one. So I'm rooting for the – when Brady shows up, I'm into them cheering for him. I think they should. In the game, I'll root for the Patriots. If Brady's killing them by halftime, I'll switch to, like, Brady.
You're one of them.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
He'll be hello from the other side.
You'll change your shirt, yes.
But I think the crowd will, too. So I think if Brady's killing them, they're going to start cheering for Brady after the second half. I'm positive that's what will happen.
From Boston.
But I'm excited about it.
That'll be a fun game. Yes.
But the most exciting thing of the weekend is my daughter turns 10.
And so it's
a decade.
What happened to this time?
Right. So you actually congratulated me on the air 10 years ago when she was born.
That's right.
I have it for her to play like at her wedding or something.
Our brown nose.
But actually, guys, most of the stuff is terrible, but this was really nice. Like, you were very, very nice that day about her. It's a great clip.
We just met you.
So she turns 10, and how do you celebrate a 10-year-old birthday in the middle of a pandemic? At a bowling alley.
Oh, that's great.
Nice. So, fun.
Yeah, but, here's the Delta variant. Here's your gifts.
Some French fries. Right.
Wear somebody else's shoes.
Put your in a bowling ball, then your mouth.
Yeah. Right.
Put your feet in the shoes. Touch the shoes.
So we're going to make them wear masks, so save your emails. But it's going to be, it should be fun. She picked bowling, so that's why my hair can't be gray. Because I don't want to look like an old man in these birthday photos.
The bowling alley's dark. Yeah. You won't see anyway.
These are bright bowling alleys now.
Who is going to look at these pictures?
Me, in like 10 years. And I want to be like, man, I looked good then still. Even at 45, the kid still's got it.
I'm going to send you this feed where your hair is not there.
wouldn't it be funny if they mixed up the colors?
Yeah.
And just came out like
a blonde.
Green. It's like, the camo is green and dark green.
Yeah. Hello.
Or bright white. Dark brown. That.
So don't anybody bother me on Sunday. I have this party and then I have Brady's return. Big day.
We'll leave you alone.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's exciting.
Nice.
So that's it, guys. It's been a real pleasure today.
Right. Bye. Damon Law, Boss Keith, Top 5.